I'm really thankful to be here. I love coming to Shoal Creek, since it's been a blessing. I've got some notes. I don't usually have this kind of notes, but I don't apologize. It's a bunch of scriptures. And if any of you want a copy of this, because I'm going to use many scriptures. I know you won't remember all of them. But if you want a copy of this, if you'll email me or give me a piece of paper, your email owner, I'll be glad to send it to you. I want to talk about praising God this morning. That's something we can't overdo, praising God. God put this on my heart several weeks ago, and so I began to study the scriptures. And we've been praising God today, but I hope we'll, you know, we can praise God by ourselves. We ought to do praying by ourselves. I'm going to put my stopwatch on, by the way, so I won't take too long. My wife told me I shouldn't be saying it'll take a short time. But I think she may be wrong. If I say that, you probably listen better. But I'm not going to cut it short, but I don't be here forever either. Let me give you a couple of scriptures about praising God together. It's a wonderful thing to come to church and praise God together. That's what God wants us to do. We can praise Him by ourselves, and I do a lot of that, and you probably do too. There's something special about praising God
together.
Yes,
amen. Praise the Lord.
So I want to go to two scriptures, first of all, in 1 Peter chapter 2. Two verses out here out of chapter 2. Ye also, as lively stones, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. That's a great scripture, isn't it? So we're being built up when we come together.
Amen.
A spiritual house, a holy priesthood. We're offering up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. When we praise the Lord in song and prayer and when we enjoy the preaching, that's praising God. That's a sacrifice to God. And then down there in verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who called you out of darkness to His marvelous light. That's really what we're doing. You know, it's amazing we come to church, really. We don't really realize what a great thing it is. You ever thought about this? Jesus Christ said, where two or three are met together in my name, finish it for me.
There am I.
I'm in the midst of you also. Think about that. He's here. He said that. Sometimes we don't realize that. I tell you, not only is Jesus here, angels are here. If you don't believe that, read over in Ephesians 3:10. Read over in 1 Peter 1:10, and angels are in the house of God when we're met. That's amazing.
Hallelujah.
Something special going on when we meet to praise the Lord. We need to realize that. Something unusually good is going on. When we feel it. Sometimes we feel it, sometimes we don't. I'll say one scripture about praising God together is over in Psalm 34. I love Psalm 34. I'm going to call this kind of a call to worship. And to worship together. I love this. And I hope today, when I get through, you'll want to praise God more in your daily life. We ought to be praising God all the time. We think about a lot of negative things going on, but we need to just praise God. You know what it said in Psalm 22, verse 3? He said, he inhabits the praises of Israel.
Yeah.
When you're praising God, He's there.
Yeah.
He's there. There's something about praising God that releases something in your soul. This doesn't happen all the time, and I don't do it on purpose, but a lot of times in church, when we're singing a song and a great verse comes along, I'll say hallelujah at me, and sometimes I just start just crying.
Yeah.
Just a fountain opens up.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a fountain of praise opens up.
Yeah.
You know, God's always worthy of our praise. We don't always feel like it. He's always worthy of our praise. You know, somebody said, well, I'm a hypocrite. I don't feel like praising God. That had nothing to do with it.
Right.
He's worthy of your praise whether you feel like it or not.
Right.
And the good thing is, if you start praying to Him, you start feeling like it. That's right. So, say amen out loud sometimes. Say hallelujah on your breath.
That's right.
And see if something don't happen sometime in your soul. Over in Psalm 34, we ought to be doing this. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. It ought to be in our mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt His name together. I'll start saying that in Great Chapel almost every time before we get together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt His name together. Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
That's absolutely beautiful.
Amen.
All right, now let me go to some scriptures and just go read some scriptures and come up with some things that we ought to be praising God about. First of all, I'm going to go to, let me just say some practical things. Psalm 71, verse 8. It's got 15 words in it. I memorized them a long time ago. I used to teach at a boot camp down at Harmony Hill, kind of a Bible study thing. And one time we had on praising God, and I got Psalm 71:8 on my mind. And I even counted the words. You got 15 words in it. If I say it right, I have 15 words. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise, with thy honor all the day. I used to count that on my finger. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Think about that. What's your mouth filled with all the day? You want to get happy in the Lord? You want to grow? Let my mouth be filled with thy praise, with thy honor all the day. And then over Hebrews 13:15, by him, therefore, he's got to help you do it. By him, therefore, let's offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. That's what we ought to be doing. Write some of these scriptures down or request this from me and start working on some of this stuff. Let's develop a life of praise to God Almighty. It's amazing what the Apostle Paul would be doing. He'd be in, this happened all the time with him. I hope it happens with us more. Paul would be studying some doctrine, and all of a sudden, it looks like he almost got lost his train of thought. He'd just start praising God. He'd get going to doxology. He'd go into doxology. That's our lives should be, not, I know we can't do it every second, I'm not saying that, but our lives should be filled with at least periodic doxology.
Yes,
we could think about God. The older I get, sometimes, I'm an old fella now, I may not look like it. Well, I do look like it. I think of it in the mirror. But I don't feel like it. I put it that way. I may look like it. But I get to in my bed sometime at night and get happy in the Lord.
Yeah.
Folks, he's taken care of me for 79 years.
Yeah, praise God.
My mama died when I was 19 years old, 1960. I thought I couldn't make it. I made it.
Yeah.
My daddy died 5 years later when I was 24 years old. I thought I can't make it. I've made it. Gene and I have raised 11 kids. How do we do it? I don't know how we did it. A hummingbird can't fly, but it does fly.
Yeah.
I tell you what, my daddy-in-law never made a lot. He was a very skilled man, but he didn't make a lot of money. But you know what? He being dead, 1997, he still liveth. Through my mom-in-law, here a man who didn't make a lot of money just left Grace Chapel when she died, $6,000 to put our building fund. My daddy didn't have a retirement plan, but my friend, he left us a house, and I don't know how he did all that. God just did it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, God will take care of you.
Yes, amen.
And he's taking care of my spiritual needs. He's taking care of my spiritual needs. He's going to take care of you too. That's the truth. We got a lot to praise God for. So over in Psalm 103, I love this. You know, we thank God for what he does for us. That's not all we thank God. We thank God for who he is first. See, Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Then the next clause is, bless the Lord, O my soul, forgetting all his benefits. But before he even got thinking about the benefits, he just prayed God for who he was.
Amen.
When we see Jesus Christ, my friends, face to face in heaven, we're going to break forth into praise. We'll never quit for an eternity.
Hallelujah.
For an eternity. I'm going to read you one in a minute, but I'll mention it to you in Revelation, the angels, they rest not, day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. We're going to be joining them. When we're in church and we have the Holy Ghost, it's like a little bit of heaven below. We're kind of getting a rehearsal to go to heaven. If you want to get a little rehearsal to go to heaven, start praising God. Start praising God. Okay, let's see here. She said, well, I just don't feel like praising God. I got a prayer for you. I don't always feel like praising God. So David prayed in Psalm 142, verse 7, bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name.
Yeah,
sometimes my soul gets in prison. I think about what a sinner I am. I think about how bad the world's getting, and I get all locked up and can't praise God. I need to say, bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name. You pray that. Now let's go to the scriptures. I got a bunch of them to read. I won't read them too fast. And like I say, I know it'll overwhelm you in a way, but I won't overwhelm you. We ought to be overwhelmed with this. And if you want to copy this, I'll give it to you. Jesus, the Lord said this in God said this in Isaiah 42:8. I am the Lord, that's my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. God is jealous. God wants to be praised. He deserves to be praised. Let me read that to you again. Don't praise anything else but God. Don't praise anybody but God. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my praise will I not give to another, neither my glory will I not give to the other, neither my praise to graven images. God wants thee to praise. We're doing the right thing. We're praising God.
Amen.
Now, let's just start reading. What really got me on this was the word ascribe. Ascribe. Because the word ascribe means to regard a quality as belonging to somebody. You're ascribing something to God, a quality that belonged to him. So that's what really got me on this. So let me read you the two or three scriptures that have the word ascribe in them. Now here, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to some scripture to talk about praising God for different reasons. Then at the very end here, I'm going to summarize some of these things. I know it won't be exhaustive, but my friend, we got all kind of reason to praise God. Okay, over in Deuteronomy 32, verse 3. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. Greatness we ascribe to God. Then over in Job 36:3, I will fetch my knowledge from afar. I will ascribe righteousness to my maker. So greatness and righteousness, we're ascribing it to God. So Lord, that belongs to you. Then over in Psalm 68, verse 34, ascribe ye strength unto our God. His excellence is over Israel. And his strength is in the clouds. We're ascribing strength to God. So that's the thing. We can praise God for all these different kinds of things.
Yes.
It'd be a good thing to get a hold of some of these things. And when you're going to sleep at night, start ascribing praise to God. It's a good way to go to sleep. You know what?
Yes,
now, you know, the whole entire Psalm 100 is good. I'm not going to read the whole Psalm. It's a great Psalm to read. But over in the last verse there, verse 5, I mean, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. How about that? Isn't that a good scripture?
Amen.
The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting.
Yeah.
His truth endureth to all generations. That's a good song of praise anyway. We come to enter his gates with thanksgiving to his courts with praise. Be thankful in him and bless his name. Isn't that great?
Amen.
Nehemiah 9, verse 6. These are all wonderful scriptures. Nehemiah 9, verse 6. Thou, and you know, I used to have a friend, he's still a friend of mine, a guy in Texas named Kenny Dalton. I love to hear Kenny Dalton pray. See, when I start praying, I just too often rush into God's presence and start asking him for stuff. Now, we ought to ask him for things, but I do that too fast. I run in there and just start, Lord, I need some of this, I need some of this, I need some of this. Oh, Kenny never did do that. He'd always get some scriptures and pray God for a while first. And then he'd start asking God for things. But he'd get in the mood, and I used to just enjoy hearing him pray. I need to develop that quality of coming to God's presence, bragging on him for a while. You can't overdo bragging on God.
Amen.
Okay. Nehemiah 9:6. Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. I'm going to be Dr. Zach right now. I recommend that. I'm prescribing that verse to you when you get to feeling bad.
Amen.
Take that 3 times a day with the Holy Ghost. See what it do for you. That's Nehemiah 9:6. Look at Jude. That's a great book. I'm just going to read the last two verses. It's just one chapter of Jude. But get this. These are wonderful things. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to preserve you faultless before the throne of his presence, the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy. And we're going to have exceeding joy someday in his presence.
Yes.
To the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. All right, now, the best, one of the best of all, this is absolutely amazing. I memorized it. I don't have this fresh on my memory, but I used to memorize this. I'm going to have to work on it again. This is absolutely amazing. This is David bragging on God. 1 Chronicles 29:11. He's bragging on God. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the earth, in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee. And thou reignest over all, and thine hand is power and might, and thine hand it is to make great, and to give strength unto all. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Revelation. Now, boy, you can have some fun in Revelation. Some people don't like Revelation. They can't figure out everything. I can't figure it out either. But I tell you what, it's a book full of praise.
Amen.
And the theme of Revelation is, you know what it is? Christ is winning.
That's right.
We're winning with him. That's the theme of Revelation.
Amen.
Don't worry about all the details. The theme is, Christ is winning, we're winning with Him.
Amen.
There's three heavenly scenes, at least in Revelation, where they're praising God. We get the song, the guy who wrote Holy, 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 got his theme from Revelation. All right, here we go. Chapter 4, verse 8 to 11. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him. They were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, say, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when these beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before them, him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things for Thy pleasure. They are and were created. Some of us have learned how to sing that song. Yeah. It's a great thing.
Amen.
Now I'm going to go to chapter 5. And he's going to give seven things here. I got kind of touched reading in a commentary last night. Sevenfold ground for praising God. And then one guy, one old Puritan called it, you know what a heptad is? It's seven, you know. That's what a heptad, seven or anything. Well, this guy said a heptad of praise. I just kind of like that. A heptad of praise. And he's including everything, really. He included everything. The Bible falls all over itself, bringing on God. So when I get through, it's going to be scratching the surface. Look at Revelation 5:11. I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. That's seven. That's a heptad of praise. I'll read that again. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard, saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down before and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. All right, look at Revelation 19:1. The three scenes of Revelation, if you don't get there, is Revelation 4, Revelation 5, Revelation 19. Now I'm going to go to 19. I'm going to read two verses out of there, out of chapter 19. I think I'll just start in verse 1 and read down a few verses. Let's go to Revelation 19 in a minute. This is amazing scripture here, amazing scripture. And, you know, that's what I call it a call to praise over there a while ago in Psalm 34. Kind of, you know, you've heard of worship leaders? Well, let's have a worship leader over there in Psalm 34:3 there. How'd it go again? Jimmy, quote it for me, 3. All right, somebody. Psalm 34:3. I'll go over it in a minute and get it.
Psalm 34:3.
Come on, Riley. Read it for me. 34:3. Somebody read it.
Oh, magnify
the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name together. That's a call to praise. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name together. That's a call to praise.
Yeah.
Whether to call to praise in Revelation 19 also. Let's look at it. This is an angel calling to praise. So I'm going to read that to you. Then I'm going to go read that first. And then I'm going to go read those six verses. Revelation 19. See here. Now I just love this. This is verse 5. It's a call to praise. This is a heavenly worship leader, you might call him an angel. And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. Isn't that great? That's a call. Praise our God, this angel said. Now let's read those six verses, shall we? Revelation 19:1. Great, great reading here. And after these things, this is the 19th chapter now of Revelation. After these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. for true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornications, and hath avenged the blood of all his servants at her hand. Now, my friend, we're going to be glad. See, the world's got a lot of injustice, right? We're seeing a lot of injustice in our country, aren't we?
Right.
We're thinking, make our blood boil. A lot of things are not right. Someday, God is going to deal with all that.
Amen.
We don't have to worry about vengeance. God's going to have vengeance.
Right.
Give place to wrath. Avenge not thyself. I will avenge. Vengeance is mine. I will avenge, saith the Lord. We get to wait. We get to wait. And again, they said, Alleluia. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And here's our worship call. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. Now look what happened here. Look what happened when this amazing call to praise was given. Look what happened. All of these pictures. I heard as it were, and he's going to get some word pictures. This is an amazing scene. I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude. Number one, the voice of a great multitude. You ever been to a football game, maybe some college football game, they got a stadium, hold 100,000 people. And the guy throws a touchdown pass. I mean, people go nuts, don't they? 100,000 people are making a lot of racket. There's a voice of a great, this is a lot bigger than 100,000 here, by the way. The voice of a great multitude, that's one word picture. As the voice of many waters. I went to Niagara Falls one time. I was awed by Niagara Falls. I like to go to Victoria Falls sometime, wouldn't you? I'd amazed to hear the roaring of that water. What a sound of power. He gave us this word picture. We had an amazing multitude. Then we had this roaring water. And then another one. And let's see, a great multitude. The voice of many waters. Let's see here. Wait a minute. Let me get my place. Okay, and it's the voice of mighty thundering. Can you imagine like a storm, just the lightning flashing and the thunder? That's an amazing scene. But here's what's going on. They're saying, Alleluia, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Mm-hmm. I love that word omnipotent.
Yeah.
I don't know why this does me good. That word in the Greek is Pantokrator, the Almighty. I just get emotional when I read that word in the Greek. He's the Pantokrator.
Yeah.
So our Russian brethren in Siberia, we have these translator things on our computer to kind of get a little idea. We can communicate. They love that Pantokrator. He's the Pantokrator. He's the Almighty. Well, now I'm going to sum up. I told you I'd go quit before you thought I would. But I'm going to sum up. I've got 19 qualities I got out of all I've read, but this is just scratching the surface. What are you going to be praising God for? Let me get these 19 qualities down. Now, I've read about all these just in these verses. What are we going to praise God? His greatness, his righteousness, his strength, his power, his glory, his victory, his majesty, his dominion, his honor, his thanks, his worthiness. It said in Revelation, only thou art worthy. When we sing holy, 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 I sometimes lift up my hand and say, thou alone art worthy. That gets me more than anything else in that song. He's the only one that's worthy. Riches, blessings, salvation, omnipotence, goodness, mercy, truth, and wisdom. That's just part of it. Brothers and sisters, let's praise God.
Amen.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name together. Hallelujah.